There is no less pleasure. In fact, there is more. Every inch of your dick is now orgasmically caught inside the vine's cook's slave interior, irresistibly drawn into the vacuum seal. Your cock is just getting smaller. It must be chemical, because the ass fucking you are getting, slickly shedding the machine-like flood of dripping corrupted juice onto the forest floor below. This fucking would make anyone hard. Your cock, limp, limp. The hardness is draining out, making your cock more compact. Every bit of shaft and head is suction cup caught. Like someone pulling your soft cocklet into their mouth and sucking on it. The vine itself easily dwarfs your diminished member, and the hardness seems to have gotten out of the way and made room for more pleasure. It feels so good. Your cock is soft, but the inside of your ass is being pressured. Milking your prostate means even a soft cock can let out a stream of cum, but there won't be much force. You feel it, a peculiar sensation, not entirely unlike pain, but this is invasive, pleasurable, and clearly the hot, gooey mess you let out when you climax. But a steady stream of it, animalistic and rutting. You are desperate for it. The pressure on your prostate is steady, vibratory, moving in circles. Your chemically limped up cock is caught in this predator's searching vine, which moves clockwise, dragging your cock with it. The slight sensation of stretching just sends more invasive euphoria bolts from the base of your soft cocklet up to the top of your weak mind. Instead of shying away from the prostate, instead of trying to resist or escape this insidiously addictive humiliation, you grind back onto it. You welcome the particular vine that is milking you, using a button in your dips to turn your cock into a non-stop faucet. The feeling is weaker than a full orgasm, but it is unending. It never stops. It only continues until you have streamed enough slick fluid that the vine must be full up. It must be near empty. One of the other vines is filling you up. You feel your ass being slowly pumped full of hot but thin liquid, different from your cum, but the second the flow starts, your balls swell. Balls so big, cock so soft and trapped, suction, constant suction, like one warm mouth with three hot, dripping tongues all around your flaccid dick. The stream of pre-cum is endless. You're coming, but it's weaker than normal, longer than normal, a constant baseline hum of happy feelings that make you docile. It is being so gentle. You know it can hammer your ass and send you sliding through the dirt, but instead the beast is pumping only two thin vines in your ass. One right on target on your prostate, the other dragging along the walls and coating them in the corrupting fluid which makes your balls so heavy. The only other vine it needs is the one suckling the tip of your cock, the one that has captured it and is lapping up that steady, oozing stream of pre-cum as your prostate is milked, And this vine suddenly moves, using its midsection to lasso the connection between your ever-growing bowls, influenced by the corrupting liquid deep within, and your soft cook, captured cook in its green sleeve. It looks like you have a much bigger, but soft, long green cook. Really, this is the vine becoming relaxed. The only part of your cook milking vine that gets anything other than soft is the part squeezing your bowls little by little. Squeeze. At the base of your bowls, the trickle becomes a spurt. It is milking your sack, milking your bowls, squeezing all the excess come out. Your brain tells you that even though you think it is impossible, and your eyes roll back in protest at the impossible spike of pleasure in the midst of the long drawn out glow of being milked. Your brain is growing accustomed to this baseline level of pleasure, these trickles of delight. You can do nothing except grind your backside into the vines and welcome them to do whatever they want with your ass, your prostate, your cook, your mind. As long as the pleasure keeps coming, they can milk you till you're empty, keep you, milk you again. The pleasure is too good, and surrender's rewards too potent. Your tongue is hanging out, and a stream of drool is there. You only periodically remember that the beast is pumping nectar into your mouth as well, with one little vine at the corner oozing the corrupting stuff right into your increasingly full belly. This must be another way it replenishes your cum. Something inside of you breaks on the swells of pleasure. You close your lips around the vine in your mouth and begin to willingly drink the stuff. Your eyes roll back and you know the creature can only see the whites. You hope it takes it as the sign of capitulation it is. For while it feels good to be letting all that pleasure in, a real orgasm is what you want. What you need. Drinking more fluid and taking more of its goopy spurts up your ass makes your bowls get bigger and bigger, bigger, stronger, hotter. The vines in your ass slide out quickly, like pulling anal beads out. Your head lolls from side to side, shoulders go stiff, entire back tenses. You're gonna come, you think you're gonna come, maybe you're really gonna come. The real thing, a true full body event, not these fickle, tiny, weak spurts and spirals from ass milking. The vibe on your prostate is gone. The movement of a tiny suction cup vine is gone. But that's okay, because if it made that sudden jolt of pleasure escape you, it must intend to finally give you release, to let you go, to let you cross over. Except it squeezes the base of your cock, applying pressure there. You get hard. Yes, finally. Your softness swells with engorgement and need. The feelings in your butt, your back, your brain tell you there is something to fuck, to thrust against, to rut. Your cock is back to what it was before. The creature's spell is lifted. You try to thrust into the vine, but it has too much strength, so your cock is just bounced back amid pleasured, pussy-like softness. Hard and hot and thick,